Blake, from up top here today, a pretty solid game by your club coming out of the break. At least it looked like that from our vantage point. What did you think of this one here today?
Yeah, I thought after this, the second half of the first period, I thought we, played a pretty good game. Did a lot of good things. Controlled a lot of the play. They had a couple more power plays, gave them a little momentum. But overall, that team's playing really well. I don't know what their winning streak was at, but it was pretty good. They're playing with a lot of confidence. You can tell they were comfortable in that game. So I thought it was a good sign for our team to just be okay playing that game and finding a way to get 2 points.
Paul talked about coming into the game here today about managing your shifts and your shift length as a group. Did you guys do that?
I haven't looked at the sheet. It felt like we were in a pretty good rhythm. I thought for most of the game we got four lines going. So it's a good sign. We needed all four lines tonight. Thought everyone had the right intentions, had the right mindset coming into the game. So that was a good sign.
What do you think the little Ehlers and Perot line, Blake, pretty good effort from them this evening?
Yeah, they're playing really well. Being kind of the veteran line, I guess you could call them. It's a big responsibility for them, especially on the road. They need to carry the weight. Made a nice play to get us a goal, but I thought they spent a lot of time in the offensive zone. Those are three really good players playing well together. So we need that out of them to keep this going.
Blake, you develop kind of a playoff mindset in a game like this, prevailing, grinding out, finding a way to win on the road. Is this kind of the start of that? Did you looking at that down the road here?
Well done. You nailed it, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've been doing this a while, huh?
A couple days.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing for our team. I don't think it's necessarily a personnel thing or a talent thing with us anymore. It's being okay playing that game. We haven't had to do it a whole lot here the last 7 years. Played four playoff games, so we're trying to figure it out on the fly. Our coaching staff is doing an incredible job preparing us. I mean, what you just said is pretty much bang on what we're talking about in the locker room. So it was a good step in the right direction. Only a couple guys were losing their minds on the bench, so that's growth.
I was gonna say, you guys don't always show the patience, though, right? I mean, you're still learning that, right?
Yeah, I think we only snapped a couple sticks. Like I said, it's new for us. This is new territory. I'm not talking about just where we are in the standings or the winning, but winning games like that and being okay playing games like that and being okay. Even if we lose an overtime or a shootout, it's still a point, and those add up at the end of the year.
Did you like the way you guys managed the overtime period today?
Well, we didn't lose in it, so it's a step in the right direction. We talked about it a little bit. With the amount of skill that we have and the amount of ice out there, it should be a real advantage for us playing 3-on-3. We haven't really talked about it a whole lot because it's such a small part of the game and it's kind of gimmicky, but it should be an area where we can take advantage. We just haven't been able to do it yet.
Like the penalty kill, 4-for-4 today and a couple big ones, do you feel that that's an area you guys have been making significant strides in?
Well, in games like this, you need that. We weren't getting the calls going our way, and we had to kill a few more than we would like to. So you still got to find a way to win a hockey game. And the guys that are going out there in the PK, including our goaltender, that did, for the most part, a really good job of keeping them to the outside, getting in shot lanes. That's what a penalty kill looks like.
And then just on the goaltender interference challenge there, obviously big turning point. Did you feel that maybe shifted some momentum your guys' way after that?
Oh, it's 2-0. That's tough. First 10 minutes after a break, and when you make it back to 1-0, it's almost like you scored a goal yourself. So great job by Maddie again, Maddie Prefontaine. Maddie Perot was pretty adamant about it, so maybe some of us swayed Paul to challenge that, but it's great to get one of those to go your way.
Thoughts on your goalie, Connor?
He's playing all right. I think he's just really poised in there. I think we're doing a better job of trying to clear the lanes because I think we have so much confidence in the fact that if he sees the puck, he's going to stop it. So we're trying to get sticks, trying to get bodies in front of the net, let him see the puck. If he boots a rebound, we're on our guys. It's going pretty good.